In June of 1937, a one-of-a-kind airplane landed at the Pearson Army Airfield in Vancouver, Washington. It flew from Moscow nonstop. That's 5,200 miles. And this fact is amazing. The Antonov 25 had a wingspan of 112 feet, nearly the entire length of the Wright brothers' first flight. The side of the aircraft was painted with the words Trail of Stalin. And Stalin's name was no accident, as apparently he had ordered the great aircraft designer, Andrei Tupolev, to build a Russian aircraft for the record books. Remember, this was the era of flight, when covering great distances was equal to the quest for speed. Pilots and their planes were heroes, like Charles Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis. The Ant-25 flew over the North Pole and made the first ever nonstop flight from Russia to the USA. The lead pilot was Valery Chokolov. Two others rode co-pilot. They were trying for San Francisco, and things looked good. They had passed Portland, but then the oil pressure started to fall, and they had to turn back. That's how the Ant-25 ended up at Pearson Army Airfield. Pilot Valery Chokolov stood on the airfield and spoke of peace, mentioning how the mighty Columbia and Volga rivers both flow peacefully into the same world ocean. The Russian aviators were greeted as heroes and spent a month touring the U.S. and meeting with President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Washington. Then the huge Ant-25 was taken apart and shipped back to the USSR. 3 weeks later, a similar aircraft flew even further, as far as San Diego. Chokolov became the Russian Lindbergh, but less than a year later, he died in a crash of a new Soviet fighter plane. I wanted to see where all this happened and traveled to Pearson Army Airfield a few weeks ago. The runways go back to the days when many small airports used to dot this country. It still has the distinctive large yellow and black check roofs on the hangars, painted that way to be easily spotted from the air. The field is along the banks of the Columbia River. Oh, and you want to know something really cool? Lewis and Clark paddled their canoes past this spot as they headed towards the Pacific Ocean on their own journey of discovery in the early 1800s. I walked the Pearson Army Airfield and found the stone marker with a bronze plaque that marks the momentous 1937 landing. Think about it. It was 1937 when the Russian plane landed. War was on the horizon, and the implications were not lost on the American airmen and military leaders. The Russians had proven that the reach of aviation was intercontinental. The Ant-25 became the basis of Russian long-range bombers, which were flown in World War II. The Russian pilots had fulfilled Stalin's orders, proved that a well-designed aircraft could cross huge distances. And for a brief moment, the image of peaceful rivers flowing into the Pacific Ocean diverted attention from the growing clouds of war. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.